everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
What are you laughing about, Austin? Austin's in there laughing at us.
Laughing at you.
Probably. I didn't do nothing. Just been sitting here.
I'm laughing at this. We don't need to play it because it's not that interesting. But Dan Orlovsky, the ESPN analyst, he's breaking down Drake May's performance yesterday. And Drake May didn't do very much. Threw a screen, threw a check down, was late a little bit on a ball that resulted in an incompletion down the field, his one down the field throw. Drake May, I guess, is so raw when it comes to playing quarterback in the NFL that Dan Orlovsky started his breakdown by complimenting him on where he held the football on a handoff. He goes, I swear, because Drake May, we know, if you don't know, I guess, he played at North Carolina, not a lot of under center stuff, if at all. So the first clip he breaks down is Drake May getting away from center, and Dan Orlovsky's like, I love it. Where the ball is placed as he's getting back to the running back, not him putting the ball in the running back's belly, where he's holding the ball as he's making his way to the running back. That is where we're at in terms of, I guess, Drake May's rawness, where things like this need to be broken down.
Well, and apparently Joe Milton, you know, made some throws last night. And, you know, and I asked Zoe about him, and he's like, man, dude, when he makes a throw, holy crap. But then the next one's going to be in the fourth row.
Yeah, that's right. The Joe Milton experience.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, which one do you want? The unbelievably high ceiling or the guy who's you're praising his handoff?
Well, that's where Drake May is positioned, too, as once he figures out the small stuff in terms of playing quarterback, his ceiling is high, too. We've been talking about this for months now. I'm not sure I see what other people see. I don't think he has the biggest of arms. I know the Justin Herbert stuff came out because he can move. He wears a number 10. But I don't see the arm talent that Justin Herbert has. I think you hope that it's your top five pick. Of course, you find the quarterback where you find the quarterback, but you don't want to whiff on a top three overall pick.
Yeah, no, and that's what gets you fired. That's what gets you. You got to be that number three overall pick is a bust. That's a sure sign for the general manager to go, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And Drake May was a risk. He's risky business. I mean, you loved him. You've loved him. You couldn't have been more wrong about him.
No. Okay. I didn't say he wouldn't get drafted high. I just didn't understand why he was going to get drafted high. And his first NFL action is, oh, look how he's handing off the ball. I like it. That man has a long way to go. Jacoby Brissett's going to start there. That's a 5-win team, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. And if that's the case, I don't know if there's going to be a quarterback that's going to rise to the level of Drake May as far as where they should be drafted. Quarterbacks always get elevated. But maybe if Drake May doesn't play all year, it's best for him. You're bad. You draft. They've drafted two wide receivers. Maybe in the next draft, you're drafting a tackle or an edge player, and you give Drake May the red shirt and let him use 2025 to get his career going, because we're breaking down handoffs?
well, we got to start somewhere, okay?
Let me ask you something, John. If CJ, did they play the Saints in their first preseason game last year?
Was it the Saints? I can't remember.
I can't remember. I think it might have been. If Dan Orlovsky's taking the Twitter to talk about CJ's ability to hand off the football and seriously using that as a reason for optimism. Are you feeling great about CJ Stroud?
No. If this is what we're hanging our hat on, handoffs, then we're in trouble. No, we're listen, Drake May ain't playing this year.
If he does, it's late.
Very late in the season. And you can't throw him to the Wolves anyway. I mean, you just can't. You might even put Joe Milton in if anything happens to Jacoby.
Yeah,
you might.
The offensive line.
Let him get destroyed and have his confidence ruined.
you'll rather ruin Joe Milton than...
Right. You can't ruin the number 3 overall pick. You can't.
Yeah, that offensive line isn't great. The weapons, if they are going to be good, they're young. The wide receivers they drafted, Ramondre Stevenson's a good back. It's going to be a lot of handing off the football and trying to live off of play action for whoever's playing quarterback for the Patriots this year.
Yeah. That's their problems.
Yeah, we got different. You know, I'm sitting in the seat of a guy who doesn't want to talk about poor people problems when it comes to quarterbacks. Yeah. We are quarterback rich in this town.
They're the poors.
Poors. In terms of quarterback play, they're unhoused.
Right. I'm a man of the people. I don't like to, you know, differentiate between,
of course,
the haves and the have-nots. But as far as quarterbacks go, we're the haves. You're the have-nots. You have not a quarterback.
Yeah, the Patriots are one of those. One of the have-nots.
And sorry, Jacob. Cleveland, you're a have-not.
Until Deshaun gets back to even competent. Let's not even say great. Can he be a competent quarterback? They're one of the have-nots.
I'm telling you, he's the Tiger Woods of football. Not that he was as great as Tiger ever, but he was a top-tier quarterback. There was one time we were talking about Deshaun Watson being a top-5 quarterback in the league.
That's true.
And then the scandal, and then the suspensions and the sitting and he can't play like he can't make the cut. He can't make the cut anymore. The balls that he threw last year were embarrassing for a quarterback. That was embarrassing. What about the when he's falling down, when he's getting sacked, and he tries to throw it, and he throws it backwards, and it's a fumble, and it's, my goodness, are you in middle school playing quarterback?
Yeah, it wasn't a regular season thing. This started in the preseason.
Yeah.
Last year. He was bad in the preseason. He had some O-line injuries, and then it got to the regular season, and it got worse for him. Yeah, there's nothing else to say other than he played badly at the quarterback position, and now we're talking about since, 2020, since he's been a good quarterback? Was that the year? Was it 2020? I can't even remember. Did he play in 21? Or did he...
No, was that post-COVID? No, didn't this all start at COVID?
I can't remember the last time he played good football.
Yeah, I really, well, we can go look it up. We can see the last time.
No one knows, John. No one knows.
You're right. No, it's impossible. Yeah. It's impossible to decipher the last time he played. Here's his stats. The last time Deshaun Watson actually played good football.
Yeah, he didn't play in 21 at all. It's 2020.
In 21, he didn't play. 22, he was 7-5. Last year, he was 7-4. He was 33-7. 33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions in 2020. We thought, what we had, right? We thought, oh my goodness, this is going to be great. And suck. He has not been good since. This is 2024 season, and he hasn't been good since 2020.
It's 3 years going into the fourth of him not being a good football player, because he sat out a year or been suspended. You went through it all. Yeah, it's been a long time.
His quarterback rating, 112, 98, 103, 103, 100. Since then, 79, 84. I mean, just bad. Just bad. Well, we'll see. You know what? He'll win. That might be something. Put a little something on the comeback player of the year.
Would they give that to him?
But you can come back from suck, though.
That's true. Injury, well, and he was also injured, so there's a couple ways it could go for him. But I'm just thinking, would they make sure he didn't win that award?
I don't know if you can keep it from him. I mean, if he's the toast of the town, if he has a big year.
Did they want him up at the awards show after the season? because from what we can tell, he doesn't appear to be someone who has taken any responsibility for anything. I think even earlier this year, he alluded to the BS surrounding him and saying he was going to push that aside, not acknowledging that he was the cause of all of it. Right. So
the BS around. So okay, whatevs. Okay, thanks. Thanks to show. Yeah, it was all a bunch of BS. Okay. It just cost you millions and millions and millions of dollars in settlements, but it was all just a bunch of BS. Yep, I gotcha. Gotcha. All right, breaking in here, 713-780-3776. You guys got any thoughts on anything we've been talking about or more? You're more than welcome to get in. 713-780-3776.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This is awful. Awful, Dell. I mean, Blake Lively going braless with a jacket on. This is, she's sexually assaulting me.
Oh, I mean, what? I'm less comfortable with that than maybe you saying she's assaulting my eyes.
My
that
eyes.
That you normally say.
Yeah. There's
you're not
gotta,
being.
She's got to stop that.
You're not being essayed.
She needs to stop that.
She needs.
Just put some clothes on, Blake.
Hey, you seem to have a problem. You seem to have a problem with her in terms of her assaulting your eyes. You can never get away from it, apparently.
Like, she
how do you,
needs to stop.
She never assaults my eyes.
She doesn't?
No, she doesn't really come across my timeline very much. She doesn't assault my eyes. How come she's always across your timeline?
I don't know why. I don't know why, but she needs to stop.
Are right you telling now. A woman what to do?
Yeah. Yeah, especially if she's... Yeah, please put some more clothes on, because we can't have this.
Her body, her choice, how she wants to... display it, John.
No. Didn't we fight that? Isn't there a law now against that?
Against what?
Her body, her choice, isn't it?
That's a different part of that. There are levels. There are levels to it. This one, I don't know if there's a law. I think she can wear...
Yeah, put some clothes on. Mm. Yeah, it's indecent. It's decent exposure.
I don't think you should start your speech at the Hall of Fame with this.
Blake Lively, put more clothes on.
You guys don't understand the trials and tribulations that it takes to get here. It's a lot of hard work. Mm-hmm. Me avoiding Blake Lively. She keeps assaulting me.
Uh-huh. Let's get Lance in here. Not that Lance. Another Lance that wants to talk on the radio. Hey, Lance.
Hey, guys. I was calling because I heard I was the topic of a few calls yesterday on the air. Maybe my spot on the roster was in jeopardy.
Lance, are you Lance McCullers?
I'm not going to get... No, yeah, okay, sure, fine. You found me out.
Okay. What do you have to say for yourself, Lance? A lot of people are upset with you for not being available to pitch.
Well, you know, I just heard there was some slanderous things being said in the air yesterday about me potentially being cut.
Well, someone did call about that. We said it would make no sense because you're not... taking up a roster spot. The money's already going your way. We defended your roster spot, actually.
Yeah, we actually did.
Well, I can tell you, I don't know about being cut, but what I do know is you can cut your calories with a sugar-free iced blonde vanilla latte from Maven Coffee. Just $6.75, perfect for these dog days of summer.
Well, we appreciate the information, Lance.
Well, that's just informative. You're informative now. You're not pitching. But you are informative.
He's helping the city, though.
Yeah, he does help the city. With non-fat, okay?
Lance.
That's great. He sees we're losing weight.
Yeah, you know, the boys are playing well. The boys are playing well. You know, they could use a few more hits. You know, but one thing I could tell you that does absolutely hit right is the Carajillo Maven, made with our secret recipe, and only $16, available at any of our three locations.
Only $16, huh?
Thanks, Lance. Thanks. Wow, Maven commercials. Well,
I don't mind them.
No. I'm here for
Lance is. So the boys are playing well. Yeah, they could use a bit more hits. What do you think about Kikuchi? you know, they just recently acquired a starter who's pitched pretty well. Have you seen him pitch?
Well, yes. You know, Kikuchi is pretty fun to look at. You know, I'd love to be up there, you know, joining him in the rotation. But the Tommy John is, you know, still lingering.
It's not a Tommy John.
Trying to get right. But one thing that can get you right real quick is our Tommy John cocktail at Maven. Maybe with Tommy Bahama rum, Johnny Walker Blue, and a splash of Topo Chico lime. Perfect for those hot Houston days.
Do you think a pitcher with arm issues should be naming drinks after Tommy John? It seems like bad
Tommy
mojo.
John, I don't know if the Tommy John was an alcoholic. Like, I know why John Daly is called a John Daly, but I don't know that Tommy John wants a drink named after him. But, okay. You can do whatever you want at Maven. How many locations you got now at Maven?
Three locations, 1717 Allen Parkway, Minute Maid Park, Toyota Center, and coming soon to Silver Street Studios.
Oh, Silver Street's a nice place to hold an event. We've been there a couple times.
Yeah. Really, really, I mean, you are doing some kind of business. Not much pitching, but you're doing, man, the business is taking off. That's great. Good for you.
The business good gives me a little distraction while I'm on the injured list. And speaking of lists, let me tell you about the fantastic curated wine list available at Maven Coffee and Cocktails, replete with some hidden imported gems, whether sparkling reds or whites. Stop at Maven for your choice of wines today.
Man, he's got this down. Lance is really...
He's a great pitch man. He's not a pitcher, but he's a great pitch man at this point.
And I really wish he would work on his, you know, pitching grip, you know, the change, how he's going to hold the changeup, how he's, what his two-seam and whatnot. But he's got a little busy. He's busy promoting all his different locations and drinks right now.
He's a businessman. I respect it. You have to have different streams of income, and Lance McCullers is solidifying his post-baseball career. It may start earlier than we imagined.
It's already, apparently, it's in full gear.
Well, I appreciate those kind words, guys, but I'll let you go. I've got to get to my comeback, and just remind you, nothing helps you come back from a late night out like a Nitro Cold Brew. Available for only $5 in Maven Coffee.
I like this, Lance McCullers.
Thank you, Lance.
I would welcome more Lance McCullers calls if it was just this Lance McCullers. I don't care about the one who can't pitch, but the one who's pitching Maven, I'm in on this McCullers. Does Luis Garcia have a brand he's pitching? I'd love for him to call in too.
Yeah, Urquidy. Is he got anything?
JP France, whatever it might be. I want all the Astros pitchers who don't actually pitch to call in and tell us what their side hustle is.
That's it. Well, thank you. I don't want to know what JP Francis is. Doesn't he have the Constitution on his left arm?
He's got a tattoo that suggests he might be into some things other people might not like. I don't know what he does, though. I just know he's unavailable.
J6P France?
Well,
that was
a nickname he got.
Yeah,
J6 right. France or something.
J6 France. we got Donald on the line, too. Donald there.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good
hey,
morning.
Donald.
I wanted to call
is that
in.
Donald?
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure that you got your equipment set up. I just wanted to make sure. So, again, this is Donald. I wanted to call in and congratulate John and Lance on their Hall of Fame induction. No one deserves it more. Many people have tried and have failed. But I wanted to personally call in and congratulate John, who's a true patriot, because you cannot spell patriot without riot. We were very thankful to have John with us on January 6th.
A reveal.
And I thank you for that. I thank you very much for that, John. Thank you very much. Anyway, so I heard you have your own, you started your own Stroud Boys branch down in H-Town, and I thank you for that. Thank you very much. I just wanted to say congratulations. I'm on the X right now. Is that what the kids call it nowadays? The X. I don't do that very much nowadays. Not since the 80s. But I see Dell over on the camera, and I just wanted to say, look at my African-American over there. Congratulations, John and Lance. Where is Crooked Lance? I don't see him. Where is he? Is he creating more fake news? Anyway, congratulations, John. Congratulations.
We got a big reveal confirmed by the man himself, the organizer, that John was in Washington on January 6th.
I didn't know who that was. I know he said his name was Donald, but I didn't. I was like, who is this doing this like this?
Well,
then I realized, wait a minute. When he said many people.
That is the tell.
That's the tell. Until then, I didn't know Donald.
Maybe he's under the weather.
He's got a little Donald and Smarmy guy.
Recap guy, almost.
Yeah, Smarmy recap guy.
So,
yeah.
John, will you now admit, now that Donald has told us where you were, will you finally admit to the and say the accusations are true?
Yes, I was in Cabo at the time.
No, that's not what the former president said. Are you calling him a liar?
It's not that he doesn't. Sometimes he stretches the truth a little. I don't want to say liar.
That's one man's opinion.
I don't want to say liar. I do want to say at times that the Donald might stretch the truth just a hair.
The man who's on Truth Social is stretching the truth?
Right. Well, there's that. But yes, that guy. Okay? That guy.
Anyone else has an impression before we wrap it up? It's been a long week for me. Done more work than I normally do. I would like to sit back and have you guys call in and be whoever you want to be. And then we have News of the Weird. We got one more segment here. Who else wants to call in?
Anybody? Anybody that's got an impression, you're more than welcome.
The final couple segments, or really one segment left in the show.
Right.
John's going to ask me and Austin what we didn't get to. That's his lazy way of trying to give us the show, so he has to stop working while he looks up News of the Weird stuff. I've seen through you, John. You're not fooling me. So we'll get to that. Jerry Jones made comments we can play. CeeDee Lance laughed at those comments. We talked about Brandon Ayuk. There is a cowboy who's holding out, too, and Jerry Jones spoke on that. We can play that when we come back.
Let's do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't you go anywhere. I'm going to talk right now. Well, it's a little early for that, but I'm going to do it now anyway. HRP, HRP.net. If you're looking for the best way to get the payroll to your company, to your people, do it the most efficient way. Your people are going to love HRP because of the technology and how perfect it is. There's not going to be any argument as to, you know, oh, you owe me this on commission. If you put it in and that's the way it's, you know what, then HRP is going to spit it out that way. Salary employees, hourly employees, commission employees, it doesn't matter. Multiple branches, multiple states, it doesn't matter. The technology at HRP is second to none. It is perfect. You're worried about the bottom line, though, right? That's the most important thing for a business, is how much money are we making? Well, let HRP come. If you are with an admin company now, let HRP come. Let HRP come to your business, customize a plan for you, and tell you the difference. And in a lot of instances, people, you may be like, I don't feel like doing all. You don't have to do anything. They do all the work. And here's the deal, is they save you the money, too. There is a game out there where there's payroll and then there's benefits packages, and that's where they're getting over on you. While you think you're saving on the payroll, you're getting taken on the benefits packages, and HRP doesn't do benefits packages. That's the game in the admin business, okay? That's the game. Don't play it. Play the game with HRP. Let them come and get you your payroll cheaper, better, okay? Less expensive, and then give you choices on your benefits packages at HRP.net. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, what's going on? Well, that's what I asked Dell and Austin right now. What did we miss? It's this week, Dell. Not just today, but it's Friday. What did we miss this week that we have to have in the show and so that you don't take it over and then say, oh, see how much more stuff we do than they do. That's what you try to
do. I never position my show that way. I just simply say we talk about things you guys aren't that interested in talking about. Mm-hmm. I never say we do more. We do better, but I never say we do more. We did not talk about what's going on at the University of Colorado. Maybe because it came from Athlon Sports, but Athlon Sports put out a story about the toxic culture, the gun culture going on at Colorado. I believe a video went viral of players being asked who's the most strapped and all the players discussing their, like, how many guns they have.
Mm.
There is a video that's out, according to the reporter in question, I'll get his name, that Dion and Travis Hunter were fishing and a gun was clearly visible in the shot. So that is going on. I think if this was a bigger outlet, maybe it'd be a bigger deal. Now, Dion has said, you know, you're doing things right when people start lying on you. But yeah, beyond how many games they're going to win, the transition to the Big 12, former players have talked about it's not a great place to be. And that's been kind of a running theme since Deion Sanders got there. But now we've got the talk of a rampant gun culture at Colorado.
He's never going to – listen, the way he treated his offensive lineman that first year, the way that he, you know, is just – I mean, and he is – he's a disciplinarian. That's a funny thing. But it just seems like – I mean, from we're outside looking in, so we don't know. But it doesn't seem very organized, that's for sure. It doesn't seem like Dion is – it feels like he just cares about his kids. When they're done, he's out. Okay, how much longer after – what's the other – Shadur and what's the other guy's name?
Shiloh.
How much longer after they're gone is Dion at Colorado?
I don't think the plan was to be there beyond –
yeah,
their graduations. I'm guessing he wanted to win enough games to go get a different job.
Why would I believe in his commitment when he's got no commitment? I mean, why would I believe in a commitment to him when he's got no commitment to the – what I feel like he has got no commitment to the university?
Why you want to – not you specifically. Administrators want to delude themselves into believing coaches actually are committed to their school, just ignoring everything that happens in coaching?
I think that does happen. I think that does happen. That coaches do get committed to their schools.
Coaches do.
I'm not ruling out all coaches.
Yeah. Some coaches are unique and they will stay and they want to be there. But particularly in college football, if you're at a place like Colorado and you are successful, you should be under the impression that at some point a bigger school is going to come calling. No matter what you think of yourself, there are always going to be bigger schools out there. And it's going to be tough to keep your coach. Colorado, been in the Pac-12, now the Big 12. They're a Power 5, now Power 4 school. Still, there are levels. If you're at Georgia, you can be under the impression that no one wants to leave us. But at Colorado, you should always have a list of guys you think you can go get because your coach isn't long for that place.
Yeah.
And I think any administrator in that position who doesn't operate that way is doing their entire program a disservice. Colorado's a fine program. It has had good success in the Big 8 and in the Big 12 in the early 2000s when they went on a run. But you should know better. You're not one of those jobs where people just stay, and particularly when you're hiring Deion Sanders.
It's funny, too, because it is a beautiful – it's a great place. Boulder is a great place. It's funny that they can't keep anybody.
Well, they haven't been good enough for it to matter.
Why can't you get a Winningham,
you will love it, but he is few and far between. Utah is a place that fits him and and what he wants to do. Why couldn't Kalen DeBoer stay at Washington? That felt like a great spot to be. Well, beyond the fact that a lot of those guys are gone now, Washington would think to themselves, we're going to the Big Ten. Why wouldn't he just stay? Because a bigger program came calling. So if Washington has to deal with it, why wouldn't Colorado and other places have to deal with it too? We were just in the national title game, and our coach said, now you know what? It's Alabama. I got to go.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to go. If it's Alabama's calling, you got to go. Kentucky's calling a basketball, you almost got to go. Although Hurley said, no, I don't got to go. You don't tell me what
you're the defending two-time national.
Don't tell me what to do.
You're the defending two-time defending national champion. You stay. And then you entertain the Lakers because they're the Lakers.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you said there was something else, too.
Yeah. Dallas has a contract dispute with CeeDee Lamb. Jerry Jones has been less than willing to give his big-name players money this offseason. The question is Micah Parsons the next guy they're going to spurn? We've known Dak is still waiting for a deal. CD is currently holding out. Here is Jerry Jones on the prospect of paying CeeDee Lamb.
Are you saying there's a sense of urgency as you begin the preseason to get CD done?
No.
No? How, why you say that?
I'm just I went to high school. I went to college. I don't know why I said it, but I'm just saying I don't know. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done.
Because it's a long-standing
tradition. Pick any reason you want.
I said no boo 2 days ago. Give that as a reason.
Yes, sir.
Jerry not bothered at all by his best receiver, maybe his best player, not playing and not practicing.
I went to Nobu 2 days ago. That's why the deal is.
He says I don't have a. I can't give you a reason why there's no sense of urgency for me. Just there just isn't. Pick whatever you want.
I went to high school. I went to college.
Pick whatever factor you think is making me not have a sense of urgency. I don't know what it is. I just don't have one.
I don't know that he has to have one either. I mean, these guys, you know, players are just man. They hold you hostage. It almost and goodness gracious, CD. See, will CD play? I mean, this is getting scary, though, as far as fantasy football goes. You got to know.
Well, it always falls back to that, right?
Speaking of which, first of all, we haven't mentioned Houston Restaurant Weeks. We want to mention that. Houston Restaurant Weeks is awesome. If you haven't gone to the website, you've got to see that. Houston Restaurant Weeks is a time when you can go to a restaurant that you normally can't afford because they've got prices and they've got wonderful menus, so and they have to be pre-approved. So by Houston Restaurant Week. So this is 400 restaurants. Go there now because this is where you save and this is where you get your best restaurant deals on this month. It's that time to go right now. And speaking of Houston, my boy, I mentioned do your fantasy football draft. My boy Houston, he's got 12 rooms. He's got 12 couples going Labor Day weekend to Golden Nugget Lake Charles. They got golf set up. They've got the DraftKings Sportsbook. They got cabanas set up. I mean, talk about this is the perfect. The Golden Nugget Lake Charles, this is the perfect way to do your fantasy draft. Get all your guys together and get on over there and have a great time and bring the wives. Everybody has a big time. The casino, the poker, the restaurants, the nightclub. He was listening to the spot we did yesterday, and he goes, you know what? I'm going to do it. He called all his players and said, this is where we're going. We're going to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, and it's going to be the best fantasy draft ever. So, I mean, take a note from Houston and get on over there and enjoy the best way you could possibly do your fantasy draft. I love that. Love that. All right, we got a break right now, and News of the Weird is coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This is the time to get to the summer months are the best time to go buy your car, and the best place to do it is Chastain Ford. They've got exclusive deals like $299 a month on the Bronco Sport, zero down payment options for the Explorer and the F-150 Lightning. There's never any hidden fees, okay? They're 10 minutes from downtown at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes. Well, actually, it's 5 minutes from downtown. High customer satisfaction, great Google reviews. Complimentary maintenance, okay, this is what they do. Maintenance through Ford Pass rewards for new vehicle purchases and leases. Summer cash, you got $4,500 summer cash available on models like the F-150 XLT and the Expedition. And these are people that you can trust. Chastain Ford's been around for over 80 years. I love Chastain Ford. I do all my business. I'm doing my business through Chastain Ford. Patrick and Tony and all the great Ryan and Allie and all the great people. I'm telling you, it's about the people, and they're awesome. But it's also about unbelievable deals right now. So if you're in a market for a car, there's one place to go. ChastainFord.com. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, our last segment of the week. Austin, you've done a great job. Congrats. Sam, Knight, great job on Monday. But Austin came in the rest of the days and did a great job. Lance will be back, apparently. I think he got his contract negotiations all set. It's all set. So he will be back next week. Dell will be back hating on the board once
back
again.
Back hating? The hate never ended, but I'll be in a different room hating.
Right. He'll be back hating on the board.
Okay. I will thank Austin once again. He's been great. You should have mentioned him in your acceptance speech when you were... When the announcement
Austin
was made.
Austin is going to get in front of you, yes.
That's fine with me. I think he should. He actually still respects you.
Well, you might not after this. Austin, you know how you when you go to a strip club and you get glitter all over
yeah,
you?
Yeah, Austin, you know.
Austin, you know how that when that happens?
Oh,
when you
yes.
go to a strip club and there's glitter and you go home and you're like,
got
man,
glitter all over
glitter
you.
All over me. Well, this glitter could be a good thing, Austin, just so you know. Apparently, blasting glitter into Mars's atmosphere could make it more habitable. So, Austin, you know, this glitter, maybe you should save it that you get maybe when you go to the strip club. You should save it, and you can help make Mars more habitable.
So
what do you think about
you
that?
You think used glitter is... What's going to help Mars? Not only was it on a stripper's body, it's on Austin now, and then we're going to shoot that into space? What's the science behind this?
Actually, it will actually bring the heat levels up, the iron and the metal in the glitter.
I saw The Martian, and there was no mention of glitter.
Yeah. Well, they didn't know then, see? Now you know. So save your glitter after you go to the strip club, okay? Have you ever got caught? This is not a good story. At O'Hare Airport, a woman died getting caught in the baggage claim carousel. Now, I know they're dangerous, but you have to be special. Special kind of special to get caught up in the baggage carousel and die.
Yeah, that's not it, how anyone foresees their final outcome. You're trying to grab a bag.
Just grabbing a bag
and
die. Dead. And dead.
Isn't it just something that the carousel rolls around and then at a certain point the bag just plops out? What mechanism, machinery is killing you in your carousel? What are you doing? Did you bang your head on something and that's how you die?
I've
seen those things and never thought to myself, this is a dangerous place. You could die here.
I mean, is it, but on your eulogy,
you don't mention how you died. You just mention you died tragically.
I mean, honestly... 57 years old, and she died. I mean, that's a terrible, terrible, terrible way to go.
So it wasn't anything where she had a pre-existing heart thing, and it exacerbated. She just died because of the carousel.
Yeah, that's just...
That's sad.
I don't know how to explain that one. There's a call for Buddhists to stop donating energy drinks to monks. Now, aren't monks ones who just sit around and they don't talk all day and stuff?
I think it depends on the order, but I don't think of monks needing to be energized.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, isn't it like giving, language lessons to people who don't, you know, that don't talk? I mean, honestly, isn't that like, well, apparently there is a higher level of diabetes.
Oh.
Noted in the country's temples because of these energy drinks.
So people are traveling to these monasteries and giving the monks energy drinks because they think they're not getting enough sleep. How did that even come about? That the thought is, hey, let's give the monks prime energy drinks.
I know. And when you're just in a monk, aren't you supposed to be quiet and thoughtful?
Yeah.
And,
how much energy are you expending as a monk?
I don't think. Are you? They got a big flag football league or something going on there.
Do they have my schedule where I have to get up at 4:30? What are monks doing?
What are they doing?
Just read your
tablets. Samsung is recalling 1 million stoves to prevent pets from setting your home on fire. That's nice.
Why don't we just recall the pets if they're the ones setting my house on fire?
Yeah, get rid of the pets and then you can keep your stove.
How do the pets set a stove on fire? Or use a stove to set a home on fire? Explain that to me.
They were pawing at a Colorado dog was pawing at the knobs and he started the house on fire.
See, I could, like, a stove, you could turn it on. That doesn't mean it's going to set anything on fire. So I'm getting rid of the dog. It feels like the dog's an arsonist.
Get off the stove, dog.
What accelerant did the dog use to set the house on fire? I'm not just blaming the stove. We need an investigation.
I mean, dog. Just get away from it. Listen.
And this is one dog who did it, or is it like
a dog in Colorado apparently was pawing at it and started it, and then it started on fire. I don't know.
So it's one stove and one dog, and we have a recall?
Yeah, one stove, dog. A million got to come back.
I'm looking into the dog. What's that dog's motivation?
Dog, get off the stove. A British croc expert was jailed for sexual abuse of dogs.
By croc expert, you mean the animal?
Crocodile.
Oh, I thought he might have just loved crocs.
He's been jailed for 10 years and 5 months in Australia after admitting to sexually abusing dozens of dogs.
How do you get to a point where you are forced into a corner where you have to admit that? Because a dog can't be a witness. So were you so flagrant in your actions that you had to be pushed to a point where I'm sorry? Yeah, they got... The dog pointed at me when in the lineup, so I gotta admit to this.
Well, here's the deal, though: if you work with crocodiles all day long, dogs might look good.
Well, or
you know what? You get home and man, that dog's looking pretty good over there.
I feel like, or the crocodile is your work, and then you have a personal life with a woman or a man of your choice. Why do you have to go to dogs?
It doesn't seem like a natural transition
because you work with crocs. Doesn't mean you have to go, there's another animal in my vicinity.
No women around. Hey, that dog looks pretty good next to that croc.
Well, you better pick a job with women or men, depending on what you're interested in.
I don't feel like it's going to go well for him in prison.
You think, the hurting dogs is not a great way to make an introduction in the specific way he's hurting dogs.
Yeah.
I just feel like you had to have been not a care in the world because the dog can't narc on you. How do you get caught? You must have done that in front of someone or bragged about it.
Speaking of last one, did you see the bridge that was constructed on farmland with no water and no road? They built a bridge. I mean, literally a bridge.
Bridge to nowhere?
In the middle of nowhere.
I did not see. Is someone getting arrested for this?
I don't know that. I just feel like of all the ways to waste your time, can't you go play golf every day? That's a waste of time.
Definitely a waste of time. You know, my favorite part of News of the Weird is asking you questions that you have no answers to because you didn't read past the headline.
That's my favorite part. What do you want to know? There's nothing.
Who's the person? No one's been arrested. What's the result of this?
It's just a bridge.
It's just a bridge
in the middle of a field.
You can't even tell me how the dog abuser got put into the corner where he had to admit to it. I needed more information.
Maybe they had video of him.
Well, maybe if someone read the story, we would have an answer.
I read the story. He got caught. I don't know. He's a dumbass. He has sex with dogs. He's a dumbass.
He read the story. I don't know. He got caught. I don't know.
The guy who had sex with dogs. He can outsmart everybody.
No, I'm not saying he's not a dumbass, but there's got to be steps to get caught. And he wound up admitting to it. He didn't get caught. He wound up admitting to it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, no, no. He's going to do time, and guess what? It's not going to be easy.
Not a chance.
There's no way.
I'm sure there are plenty of beagles and corgi lovers.
Now guess who's the dog?
I'm sure there are plenty of beagle and corgi and lab lovers in there who aren't going to appreciate what you did. It's going to be a rough one for him.
No. I love dogs. You are not going to like this, okay? You're going to be my dog. All right, we're done. And thank you to Todd Farquharson for the big announcement today. And Austin, thank you for having a great week. We appreciate you. Lance is back on Monday, everybody. Hope you all have a great weekend. We will talk to you again on Monday.
97.5.
Round one of Rock the Mic 2024 is underway. This is your chance to help us determine which 10 podcasts will advance to the second round.
It's time to ask you to vote.
Just go to the ESPN Houston YouTube channel to find the Rock the Mic playlist to see all the entries. Then like your favorite entries to show us who you think is the best. And while you're there, make sure to subscribe to our channel for all of our content.
Hit the button with the word subscribe in it.
That's ESPN Houston on YouTube.
Got what it takes to rock the mic right.